will start things off as we do each and every week here on Golf Exchange with our Tire Kingdom Leaderboard Report brought to you by Tire Kingdom. Service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom. And this is another week, and we'll be getting a lot of these weeks here during the summertime when all three of the major tours are in action. PGA Tour, Champions Tour, and LPGA Tour. We'll start off with the PGA Tour in Dublin, Ohio at Jack's Place, Mirfield Village for the Memorial Tournament, 7,366-yard par 72. Mirfield Village track designed by Jack Nicklaus, and after three rounds of play, two-way tie for the top spot. Matt Betancourt, the reigning money champion on the Nationwide Tour. He's got his PGA Tour card this year. He's a rookie. He is tied with Mark Wilson, a two-time winner on the PGA Tour, including the 2007 Honda Classic. Betancourt and Wilson tied at the top, minus 9, 207 after 54 holes. A two-way tie for third. Jonathan Bird and Jim Furyk are just one shot back at minus 8. Jeff Ogilvie, who shot the low round of the day yesterday by 5 shots, a 9-under par 63. Ogilvie making a big-time move on moving day. He is at 7-under par, tied in 5th with Davis Love III, who is also at minus 7, just 2 shots back of Wilson and Betancourt. Then you've got 4 men tied at 5-under par, 4 shots back. Tiger Woods, Michael Letzig, Matt Kuchar, and Ernie Els. All 4 of those men are at 5-under par. Bubba Watson, Luke Donald, and Stuart Sink are all at minus 4. And you've got an interesting situation here at the top of this leaderboard. 2 men that are the same age. Both Mark Wilson and Matt Betancourt are 34 years of age, but they've had very different careers, obviously. Mark Wilson's been a PGA Tour pro for a handful of years, and he's got 2 wins under his belt, the 2007 Honda Classic and last year's Mayakoba tournament down in Mexico. So a 2-time winner is Mark Wilson. And Matt Betancourt is a 34-year-old PGA Tour rookie, and he's been playing the last couple of years, last few years on the Nationwide Tour and other various mini tours. And he, as I mentioned, he is the reigning money champion on the Nationwide Tour, and of course got him his PGA Tour card this year. And they're going to be in the final pairing today in a situation Mark Wilson is kind of used to. This situation for Matt Betancourt, this is the first time in his career he will ever be going into the final round of a PGA Tour event with the lead. In fact, this is only his 3rd or 4th career PGA Tour event, period, this year. And right behind them, you've got 5 huge names. Now, obviously, you've got more than that. You've got guys like Jonathan Bird and Michael Letzig and Matt Kuchar. But the 5 real pedigreed names right behind Betancourt and Wilson are Tiger Woods, Ernie Els, Davis Love III, Jeff Ogilvie, and Jim Furyk. All 5 of those men are at least 4 shots back. Woods and Els are 4 shots back. Ogilvie and Love are just 2 shots back, and Jim Furyk is only 1 shot back. Those 5 men combined have accounted for 20 major championships, 121 PGA Tour victories, and 19 World Golf Championship events. So you've got your final pairing today. Mark Wilson and Matt Betancourt have accomplished 2 career PGA Tour victories, both by Wilson. Betancourt is a PGA Tour rookie. And you've got this fivesome of legendary golfers who all 5 will likely eventually be Hall of Famers. We can say for sure Tiger Woods and Ernie Els are Hall of Famers. And Davis Love III, 20 career PGA Tour victories, 1 major and 2 Players Championships. He's right on the precipice. And guys like Jeff Ogilvie and Jim Furyk still have some things to accomplish before we can say they are perhaps Hall of Famers. But they're 5 huge names in the world of golf. And, you know, if you're a betting man, you would have to think that one of those 5 men will win today's tournament. But it's not, you know, nothing's a sure thing in golf. Now, I mentioned Jeff Ogilvie had the best round of the day by 5 strokes. He shot a 9-under par 63 yesterday. Next best round was a 68. Betancourt shot a 68 along with Tiger Woods. And he started yesterday's 3rd round tied for 57th. He shoots a 9-under par 63. It's a tournament record for a 3rd round. No one has ever shot a 63 at the Memorial Tournament in his 30-year history on a Saturday. And he, after starting the day tied for 57th, he ends the day tied for 5th. And we call moving day, we call Saturday on the PGA Tour moving day, and Jeff Ogilvie definitely taking that term to heart. So going into today's final round, 2-way tie for the top spot, Matt Betancourt and Mark Wilson both at 9-under par. Champions Tour is in Austin, Texas this weekend for the Triton Financial Classic, playing on the 7,000-yard par 72 Hills Country Club track in Austin, Texas. And after 2 rounds of play, Boca Raton resident Bernhard Langer leads at 10-under par. Gene Jones is solo 2nd at minus 9, 2-way tie for 4th. Jeff Sluman and Mark O'Mara are both at 7 under par. And then you've got Jay Haas, Scott Hoke, Tom Kite, and John Morse all at -6. Dana Quigley, a local resident, Palm Beach Gardens resident, and Bear Lakes Country Club member in West Palm Beach. Dana Quigley, one of the players at 5 under par. He is 5 shots back of Longer going into today's final round. And I mentioned also the LPGA Tour in action this weekend. They are in Springfield, Illinois for the State Farm Classic. 6,646-yard par 72 Panther Creek Country Club track in Springfield, Illinois. And after 3 rounds of play going into today's final round, two-way tie for the top spot, Christy Kerr and Christy McPherson are both at 12 under par. G.I. Shin is solo third at -11. I. Miyazato, Amy Hung, Angela Stanford, and In Kyung Kim are all at -10, 2 shots back. Kerr shot a 6 under par 66 yesterday to get a share of the league, the lead, but she did bogey 2 of her final 3 holes. McPherson, who was also tied for the lead, bogeyed her final 2 holes. So these women end the day tied for the lead, but had they just gone par to finish out their rounds, they would have a much more commanding lead over third place than just one single shot. Second round co-leaders Sayree Pak and Suzanne Pedersen both shot even par rounds of 72 to fall back just a bit. And Michelle Wee, she was in contention after 2 rounds of play, but she backs up in a big way yesterday with a 5 over par round of 77. So she finds herself today a full 10 shots behind the lead going into the final round. So there is your Tire Kingdom leaderboard report brought to you by Tire Kingdom. Service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom.